You've been standing there a while now. Don't you think it's time to go home? Come on, you look exhausted. It's been a long day for us all. Let me take you to a cafe, get some food and water in you so you feel better. I know you feel like you can't. And I know the pain you're feeling is indescribable, but I need you to at least talk to me. Every one of the cleanup crew and other heroes said you wouldn't talk to them, and that you've been here all day just staring. Not talking about it will hurt you in the long run. Then have a breakdown. This is a huge, huge deal. This is the first time you've dealt with this amount of civilian casualties, and as heroes, we're taught that we have to save everyone. If you didn't have a breakdown, I'd be more concerned. There we go. Come on. Shh. I got you. Come on. Cry into my shoulder, sweetheart. It's okay. There's no shame in it. Got you, all right, and I understand 100%. Let it out. Here, I've got a handkerchief. There you go. You ready for a walk? The next few blocks are closed off, so you don't have to worry about that. No one will see you besides the cleanup crew and a few other heroes. And they all know too well what this is like. Come on, it's time to leave this, okay? You know, no one knew about that bomb. We thought there were only two locations they were targeting. Yeah, you were close by. Okay, then. What should you have done? Anything is a really open answer, my friend. And I'm not sure anything could have helped, because no one knew. If us pro-heroes didn't know, and I'm sorry to say this so bluntly, but a rookie wouldn't have any clue. And that's okay. No one expects you to. Whoa, okay. I'm not. It wasn't my intention to talk down to you. You're right. It was wrong of me to put it that way. Let me try and rephrase it. I'm not a veteran. I don't know what the right thing to say is. Because I was recently in your shoes hardly over a year ago. I remember, okay? I remember standing there at the crumbled building with my heart feeling like it was being torn to shreds, little piece by little piece. I know what it's like to not be able to save people. What I'm trying to say is we can't save everyone. It's easy while in school to hear it from the teacher. You know it's a reality, and you know you're gonna have to deal with it. But until you have someone die in front of you, you don't know shit. But now you know. And now you're going to come with me, get some food in you, and ask yourself why this cancels out all the good you've done so far. You can talk as you walk, come on. No, you didn't say it outright, but I can see it in your eyes. You're not thinking about the woman that you saved yesterday at the bank, Or the little girl that was being dangled outside a window by a villain you also saved. Or the little boy who was held at gunpoint you were able to miraculously help by talking down the gunman, or... Do you? Do you get it? Look. I know... those people. You wanted to help them. And you tried. My God, did you try? It doesn't mean that your best wasn't good enough. All it means is that there are villains out there who work tirelessly to hurt people. If you give up now, they win. They're still out there, you know. We only caught the one. That's the look in your eyes I wanted to see. We will get them, I promise you. That is the best thing you can do for those who lost their lives today. I once heard someone I look up to very much say, if you feel yourself hitting up against your limit, remember for what you clench your fists. Remember why you started down this path and let that memory carry you beyond your limit. It stuck with me. When I feel overwhelmed, when I feel as though my superhero work is somehow in vain, I think about what he said. Remember why you do superhero work. Remember why you help people. Remember the smile on the little girl's face when you caught her before she fell to the ground. That'll carry you through this.